Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. In this past Sunday, we continued in our series called Beyond the Shallows, where we find life in the following, one step at a time, looking at the life of Peter and how in Peter's life, you know, he constantly went towards the Lord, that his he found his life and what everything that God had for him by going forward towards the Lord, even when he made mistakes or stumbled. We looked at the passage in Matthew chapter 14 where Peter walks on water with the Lord. It's pretty an epic moment. I think everyone has heard of this, probably one of the most famous passages in the Bible. It comes on the heels of us learning that John the Baptist has been killed. Jesus is continuing to gain popularity, and he is doing miracles and teachings. He has just taken a small lunch and turned it into a catered event for 5,000 people. And Jesus tells the guys, hey, go across the lake. And so they're out rowing, and they hit a storm. And so they're rowing into the middle of the night. And then Jesus comes walking to them on the water. At that point, it's interesting. They're completely terrified. They have no idea what's happening, and they don't recognize that it's him. And he says, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. And then Peter says something. He says, Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. So you're probably familiar with what happens after that. Peter gets out of the boat and he walks on the water. He's going towards Jesus. And then, you know, he sees all the wind and he becomes terrified. He starts to sink and he says, Lord, save me. And the Lord grabs him, puts him in the boat, says, hey, why did you doubt? It's one of those stories that becomes so familiar to us that we lose kind of the epic moment that the whole thing was. There's really just a couple of things there. One is obviously Peter gets out of the boat. That's a very unique moment that he's not divine. Jesus is. And yet he gets out of the boat and he walks on water for a minute. What is impossible for us is very possible for God. And that's exactly who Jesus is. You know, he can walk on the water because he made water. He knows how it's made because he invented it. So he's not held to the laws of this, you know, of the natural world. But Peter is. So for Peter to get out of the boat and walk on the water, that's an epic moment. But let's not forget where Jesus said, come. You know, why did he invite Peter into that moment? Why didn't he look at Peter and say, Peter, you know, why are you so afraid? Or he could say, Peter, you're all about yourself. You just want to prove to yourself you can do something amazing. There's a million things Jesus could have said right there, but he invited him to come. So why did this whole thing happen, right? I mean, Jesus could have told them, hey, I'll meet you on the other side. He could have just appeared on the other side of the lake. He could have said, hey, I'll row with you. You almost get the sense that this is something purposeful, that Jesus did this on purpose, that he came to them on purpose. He allowed that moment to happen on purpose. And for Peter to get out of the boat and to experience that moment, when they got back in the boat, nobody in the boat was saying, wow, Peter, way to go. Man, you're the man, Peter. You and Jesus are the only people in the world who's ever walked on water. No one said that. What happened was they all turned around to Jesus and they worshiped him. And they said, truly, he's the Son of God. You see, I think in our steps of faith, there has to come a moment where we recognize Jesus for who he really is. And it's easy to turn Jesus into kind of wallpaper, where we hear the stories of Jesus and we think, okay, of course, Jesus is amazing. And we just kind of leave it at that and we don't worship. And the only way we'll truly worship is we have to recognize him for who he is. But in Peter's case, he actually said, Jesus, if that's you, let me come to you. He took a step of faith. He got out of the boat. And Jesus actually invited him, said, come. Come on then. I think that's a lesson to you and I, that he wants us to take steps of faith. He's inviting us into this world of the impossible. That when we sense that God is asking us to do something, we can't limit that to what we think we can handle. We have to trust him with all of our heart and take a step, get out of the boat, and go towards him. And then when things happen, recognize that Jesus is the one who's active and working behind the scenes to make these things happen, because he's God. And that will fuel our worship and a life of faith. Father, I pray that you help us to live lives of faith. Help us not be held back by our own ideas as to what is possible. Help us to recognize that you, God, you are the God of the impossible. I pray, God, you help us to take those steps of faith. Help us to experience you. And I pray, Lord, our worship will simply increase as we recognize who you are, God. Make us contagious in our faith. I ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, just take a second and think about the things that God might be asking you to do. And pray through those here as you finish out. Until next time, God bless.